the road crew, it's a, obviously we're a group of neighbours on Abbey Road in Maguire's Bridge, neighbours and friends, and we've had parties and barbecues and different things, and we would take a turn about at different people's homes just to get together, because living in the country you don't necessarily know your direct neighbours, and we just became the road crew, so that's what we've always called ourselves.
And now you have all decided to run a Who Dares Wins fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite of a different idea for fundraising, so how did you come up with that, and can you just tell me a wee bit about it?
There's a couple of messages behind it. The first one is that we wanted to challenge people in the community to really put themselves forward to do a dare or a challenge, something that they wouldn't normally do, something that scares them or really would be a challenge for them. So, and the whole idea is to just give them an understanding that no matter how scary or challenging that is, it's never going to be as challenging as living on a day and daily basis with domestic abuse. So it is to stand in solidarity with women who are experiencing abuse here and now, and to just experience some of those feelings around being challenged and being a bit frightened, but actually overcoming that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is really just to encourage people to put themselves forward and to get support from their friends and their family to sponsor them to do that challenge or that dare, because we also want to get that message across to everybody in the community that no matter how scary or challenging something is, with the right support such as your friends and your family and organisations such as Fermanagh Women's Aid, you can do whatever it is that is scary for you, even if it is just asking for help and saying, look, I'm frightened at home.
And so what sort of challenges have people said they're going to do so far? Have you got many people kind of signed up?
We've got a few people signed up to do fairly big challenges, actually. We've got a group of women from Fermanagh Women's Aid and a couple of people in the community that are going to do some abseiling. And these are people that are quite afraid of heights, so that's a really big thing. We have a mum and her three young daughters climbing Crowpatrick at the end of this month, and they're raising money to do that as well. We have a couple of people that are going to do different dares, such as one of them's quite an interesting one. Instead of a fire walk on the night, because we can't afford to, or obviously for health and safety, and also because it'd be quite expensive to do it, and I think the Enniskillen Hotel might have an issue with us having fire in their hotel, we're having a Lego walk, and we've got a challenger who's going to walk across a carpet of Lego, which I think most parents at the moment are probably cringing
at the
thought of doing that.
There's nothing sorer, is there, than Lego?
Oh, I know.
Definitely.
I've also put myself forward to eat a small piece of steak, which I think for most people wouldn't be a challenge, but I've been a vegetarian for 35 years. I'm doing it for the right reasons. I'm doing it to raise money for Fermanagh Women's Aid, so I'll be fine.
So, as you say, the funds are all going to Women's Aid. The charity will be quite close to your hearts for the people in Maguire's Bridge, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We do friends and neighbours on Abbey Road. We obviously did have quite a shocking and sad experience there in May, and we want to do something that is going to, we couldn't fix that situation, we couldn't prevent that situation, so we want to do something for women today, women and children today, now, who are experiencing any form of domestic abuse or domestic violence in their home. And we do appreciate that everybody, and that nobody is immune from domestic abuse, and it can affect women and children and men as well. So we do want to just send that message out that, you know, please come forward, please ask for help. But, you know, people put on brave faces and get through the day, and not, you know, they don't ask for help. And I think that if one thing that we can do out of this fundraiser is to just even encourage one person to come forward and say that they need some support, then we've achieved our goal.
And now, if people want to get involved, either with a challenge or if they don't want to even do a challenge, can they still get involved?
Absolutely. Well, there's loads of things involved in this night. So we do have, if people want to do a challenge, however big or small, then that's absolutely fine. They can just email us at, it's all lowercase, Maguire's Bridge, wdw@yahoo.com, or they can look at our Facebook page, Maguire's Bridge Who Dares Wins. They can do a challenge either before the night and just video it, and we'll show it on the night on the 16th of September in the Enniskillen Hotel, or they can do a challenge on the night. If they don't want to do a challenge, they can just come to the night. The tickets are £10. There'll be loads of entertainment. entertainment and a lot of fun on the night, and they can just come along as a member of the public and support the evening as well. So there's lots of different ways people can get involved.
Just before we finish up, what sort of message would you like to get out to people just to encourage them to come along for this great cause?
Well, it is. I think you've already said it. It's something completely different. I'm not sure if this has been done before. I know that there's a lot of people that are putting themselves forward to do things that are quite challenging, and to see that they're overcoming those fears and those anxieties, it's just going to be lots of fun on the night. And it's also going to be support an essential service, which is for Man and Women's Aid. By supporting this event, you can be part of that support that's being given to people that are experiencing that today. And who knows, if it's a success, we might do another one next year and might be bigger and better.